thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
What's going on, everybody?
Yo.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Hey.
As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.com. And we got a special guest in the house today.
Oh, shit. My man.
Y'all heard his name before.
Plenty of times.
But now y'all get to see the myth, the legend. Gene Miller, everybody. Give it up for Gene Miller.
What's up? What's up?
What's going on, man?
Yeah,
where can everybody find you?
Man, y'all can find me on Instagram at Gene Miller Comedy. That's G-E-N-E-M-I-L-L-E-R Comedy. You can find me on Facebook at Gene Miller, same spelling. Twitter, Gene Miller Comedy. Fuck with us on Tubi.
Oh, yeah.
Just
talk
type
about
in
it.
My name, Gene Miller, G-E-N-E-M-I-L-L-E-R. Type that in. Go to our comedy special, man. Spike Lee's Mommy Lulu comedy tour.
I see it right here.
You know, my man Kevin Ford hosted it, featuring LL Brielle and, of course, our headliner, Spike Lee.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to everybody.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. We got another one coming out. It's called You See Me Comedy. I didn't even know I was being recorded on that, but it's cool.
But it's cool.
They shopping a nigga. But listen. You See Me Comedy is coming to Tubi also. I forgot the actual link is on right now where you can actually buy it.
If it's out there, if there's a link, I'll put it in the description.
Sure.
I'll have that in the description. So
hey, it's another movie from Cleveland called The Cap.
I'm in.
I had a speaking role, but they ain't give me no name. So don't worry about the name, okay? My part was Denzel-ish, though.
There you go.
Go into it, you know what I'm saying?
Get into it.
That's what I'm talking about. When's that going to be out?
Is it that's out already.
You on go, Tubi?
That's on Tubi, too.
Okay,
all right,
cap.
Look out for the cap.
I'm all over, too. I'm like that new that nigga from Detroit.
Who did that?
Yeah, who produced that?
You talking about murder?
Yeah.
Shout out to Murder.
Suave Gotti.
Oh, Suave. Shout out to Suave.
Yeah, shout out to Suave.
My one guy, I got my dude, John, and my one guy, it's a Capital Structure film, so that's Big Hef, you know, Ryan Wolf, and I've got the other part of the name with them. Shout out to them.
Ryan Wolf, the DJ.
Yeah. Correct, from 107.9. Yeah, sure, him, sure. Big Hef, Nerve DJs, they just had
They 50 event, was it 50?
No, that was 20th for them.
20th event, okay.
But they, for the, you shout know, out to Nerve DJs. You know, the 50th, they got the documentary out, that's dope. Okay. So, you know what I'm saying, gotta shout out my man.
All types of stuff going on.
MC Brains performed, you
shout
know what
I'm saying.
Shout out
to MC Brains.
Yeah. Shout out my guy, man, you know what I'm saying.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They did it up, man. It was nice. You know, man. Gotta say this, man. Prayers up for Crazy Bone. Yeah, real shit, yeah. Man. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
You got this, baby. Get through it.
You got it. For real shit. Yeah. Man, really, shit. Just really. Come to our shows, man. Yeah. Go on the B-side. Okay,
on Coventry, y'all.
On Coventry, the B-side.
In Cleveland.
Okay.
All my Cleveland, you know, everybody in the Cleveland, Ohio area.
We got the sad chick. sad piece.
The sad piece.
Because we want to be completely correct.
Comedy show.
The day after Sweetie's Day. We want you niggas to enjoy Sweetie's Day with your woman. And then the day after, you bring your sad chick so she don't feel left out. Okay? Bring her down. I swear to God, man, we're going to treat her just like she your girlfriend. We ain't going to say nothing about. We know the bitch ain't with you, but look, when I'm saying she with you that night, okay? Because they got to feel special too.
Right.
Let me. I just want to say this before we get into this interview. Like, Gene Miller. And I said this on an episode before. Gene Miller, if there was like a most improved comic award, it would definitely go to Gene Miller, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
because I
felt like I seen him grow comedically. Damn. Me personally, I called him up on a humble. He said he was watching TV with his kids. I said, man, I need you.
Right.
When I was doing my shows.
Yeah.
He came right up. Showed up and showed out.
100%.
Man.
No flaws. Right here. We talk about him all the time. Yeah.
Appreciate you, bro. Yeah. Real shit,
definitely. We talk about him all the time.
No, man. Like, you know, like, and I didn't really know the comedy scene that was in Cleveland.
Yeah.
You understand? Until I started doing it. Right. And I've been knowing D Hawk.
Shout out to D-Hawk.
Since
we was teenagers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, real shit. His people was my peoples and shit, you know, and, you know, we used to kick it.
Right.
You know, I never knew he was, until I seen Uncle Freddie was doing comedy.
Right.
You know, yeah. I never thought about comedy or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? It was never on my agenda or nothing like that. Was at an open mic. Wilding out with my peoples and all of that and they was having like a open mic comedy or whatever and it went down.
Let's get into that, man. Yeah. Like what? Okay. Hold up. Like what year was this? Like how long ago was that?
Yeah.
2020.
Okay,
so
you pretty much went up on an open mic on like a dare
ago.
Or what?
Y'all know Trap.
Trap. Shout out to Trap. Trap
shout
Boy
to
Mannequin.
Trap.
Okay.
Shout out to Trap.
Okay, little history on me. I used to manage artists or whatever.
Okay.
You know, so I had an artist out there, my man ATM Skrill. Shout out to him.
Skrill Gates?
Yeah.
Okay.
Skrill Gates.
Okay.
You know him. Okay. Yeah. My guy. Yeah.
Shout out to Skrill.
Scrape
shout
the pot, nigga.
I don't know.
Scrape the pot.
Shout Skrill.
But yeah, that was us. You know what I'm saying? UGK, Saving Nation, all of that, man. You know what I'm saying?
UGK.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Who's that? Walking Out?
No, UGK. That's Pimpin' Bun.
Pimpin'. See, this is
Underground
Terrence Howard.
King.
Yeah.
UGK.
All of that, man. You know, we's the original trio niggas, man. Urban Survival, you know, Seven Nation. That's how I know, man.
Brain.
It's a long story. Okay.
Actually, you know, I'm a level fan, but I told Gene a long time ago.
This is hilarious.
A long time ago, I said, Gene, we mess with the same people. Gene looked at me like, nigga, you don't know. You don't know nobody I know, little nigga, man. Like, get out of here, man. You talk proper. You can
let
me laugh, man. I ain't doing it. I said, yo, Gene.
Man, I ain't doing it like that. Look, I don't even remember that. Yeah, man told me that shit.
I said, Gene. I said, we messed with the wrong people. Gene looked at me like, I'm like,
no, cause man, niggas become. Listen, man. Like, and I ain't anybody get, cause I ain't no negative ass person, but real shit, like, niggas becoming weird, like, and you right. Be like, what the fuck, bro?
Right.
Like, I don't understand it, but that's another day, another topic.
But that was.
But anyway, but no, man. Listen, man, I'm my nigga, and I call him C. You know what I'm saying? You other niggas, man, call him by his name. Cool C, nigga. You understand? I call him C, though.
I'm like, Gene, we mess with the same people. Gene looked at me like,
You know what's funny? Because wasn't it at Front Stage, right?
No, but no, real shit, because, like, niggas didn't understand what we was doing with Urban Survival.
Okay.
We had the largest label in Ohio, hands down, nigga. We was 30, 40 fucking deep. All MCs, you know what I'm saying? Niggas from all walks of life, niggas from all sides of town, down the way, up the way, west side, east side, it ain't making the east clear, it ain't making a difference. We had niggas from everywhere. You know what I'm saying? We represented on the road, and niggas here didn't even know what was going on.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because we didn't take it here, but that's another story. So anyway, I had Skrill at the trap spot, you know what I'm saying? Because he was about to perform or whatever. They trap say, can you rock the mic comedy show? You know what I'm saying? The niggas was and the Gene went up.
How long did you do?
I think I did probably did 10 minutes.
So you probably just went up and just was like, fuck, I'm telling stories and talking shit. Because you had nothing prepared,
I was talking to the people.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
I didn't know what else to do.
Yeah.
And I had fun, and the people had fun.
Right.
And
so do you say at that moment you got bit by the comedy bug?
Nope.
No.
I didn't even really think about it, man. Social media crazy though, man.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And motherfuckers that was at this show or whatever, that followed me that night. I'm thinking they followed me whatever. But niggas was following me, and a motherfucker hit me up and say, man, hey, would you do my birthday party? Like, my second show was like a paid gig.
Damn.
Wow. I didn't know this. I was like, wow, okay.
Right.
So I did it, you know what I'm saying? And I was just there kicking it. And I talked about them. I ain't know what was going on. And real shit, my wife was like, you probably got something with this. Like, you funny, babe. Keep going. Because I'm like, man, these people just, I don't know why these people, we kicking it, though. I'm right. Like,
wait a minute, hold on.
At this moment, I'm selling. I'm being a salesperson.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute, but hold on, man. In this game,
right,
you need to have your significant other on board. So what he said was, his wife said,
yeah,
you got something with this, babe. Mm. That's what his wife said.
Yeah, that sounds
that nice. Makes that makes a difference.
Yeah,
100%.
Cause real shit, like
100%.
You know, and shout out to my wife, man. I swear to God, man.
Miss Jean Miller.
Listen.
Shout out to Miss
Jean. Love this baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, this one of the motherfuckers to get it out the mud, which you dig where I'm coming from.
Right.
I wouldn't have it no other way. But what I'm saying is, shout out to my wife. Hey, love you, baby.
There it is.
Miss Miella.
I've seen her on the scene. She's been out on the sets.
Right.
Miss Monique Miella.
Yep.
Miss Monique Miller.
I love
you. Yep. But anyway, what I'm saying is, like, y'all don't understand what that type of support.
Oh.
Brings to a nigga it make a nigga feel like, damn, you know what I'm saying, I got somebody in my corner. And then you know, like, her family support me, you know what I'm saying, my extended cousins, Right. Shout out to them. You know, right. My family, you know what I'm saying? They support me. They come out. Right. You know, and you know, it's a wild game, you know, like I'm still learning.
Right.
And that's what I try to explain to a lot of niggas, and they be thinking I be coming at them on some, I don't know, but I be trying to get information on niggas because I'm trying to learn.
Yeah.
I never knew that I could do some shit like this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You knew.
No, I didn't.
You didn't know?
No, I didn't. No, yeah. Man.
Hold on, Gene. I've known you for going on 2.5 years.
We going on 3 years.
Yeah, 2.5, 3 years in December.
Like, man, like.
Hold on.
All right.
Your personality, the things you say are funny. The stories you tell, serious, but you tell them in a funny way. You see what I'm saying? You have the personality.
And then he'll be like, I'm serious, man. He make you crack up. He'll be like, no, man, I'm serious.
No, but it's
just, it's like real shit that I've been through, like.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Like
Ali Sadiq talks about being in prison, you know, and things and all like his life.
What I try not to do, you know what I'm saying, is cap.
Right. 100%.
You know what I'm saying? On the stage, like.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I make up shit all the time.
All the time.
I really, you know what I'm saying, I don't put no names in it because I ain't never, my stories ain't never to embarrass no nigga.
But what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying?
But I done seen some shit.
No. 100%.
What the fuck?
But what I'm saying is your personality, you, I'm sure in your lifetime you've made people laugh.
Yeah.
So you know you could do that. How many times you've been sitting there and watched comedy shows and said, I could do that? In your mind.
You know what? The first time that made me think that I could do some shit like this, and I swear to God, man, Mike Epps.
Okay.
I forgot what comedy special it is, because I love that. No, Mike Epps.
Shout out to Mike Epps. Funny.
Yeah, shout out to Mike.
No, real shit. And I don't even know the nigga, but that's my nigga. Like, he funny as fuck.
Right.
But, like, at the end of one of his specials, that nigga said, man, all I do is talk about my life, man. All I do is talk about, you know what I'm saying, man, is this shit, man. I come up here and kick the bullshit.
Right.
And I was like, damn. But I wasn't thinking about being no comic at that moment.
No, no.
Right.
But I was like, damn, that nigga, because, like, real shit, and man, real shit, man, this nigga Mike Epps, man. Shout out to Mike.
Shout out to Mike X.
Real shit, man. Like, when I knew the nigga was from there, right, though, that nigga say, he say, man, I got the white boy around the corner.
That's when I realized he was for real.
Listen, because if you never been there before, right. You don't even know what the fuck he talking about.
Right.
You don't know what he talking about when the niggas pull the dollar bill out and start walking towards you. Uh-huh. And I'm like, damn, man. I seen all this shit. Like, yeah,
that's how I knew he was for real.
You know, I knew he was from there.
Right.
Real shit.
Right.
And I'm like, but not thinking about being no comic and no shit like that at that point, but I'm like, damn, man, this nigga telling the stories that I've been through.
Right.
Like, real shit. Like, that's, and like I said, when I went back to Trap Show. Y'all know, shout out my man Trap Boy.
Trap Boy American. He got some new music out. He got a new album out. Shout out to Trap.
On my real story shit. All the time.
But
good,
like,
energy.
That's my nigga, man. Shit. But like, that's what I did that night. Was like, told niggas about what I've been through.
Right. Bam.
And I couldn't do it no other way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? I've been blessed. Like, man, shout out to my man Rich Green.
Shout out to Rich Green.
No, real shit, man. Yeah. Like, this nigga, you know what I'm saying? He was doing comedy and he stopped and he come back, but now my nigga traveling, man. They got shows everywhere and shit.
Doing his thing.
Doing his thing.
Yeah. 100%.
You know what I'm saying? And for that nigga to talk to a nigga, show a nigga, hey, tell a nigga, get a nigga inspirational words, man. Right. That shit, that, man, you don't get that because other niggas be on some sucker shit.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, haters.
Plenty of them. Haters. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my other big bro, Spike Lou, you know what I'm saying?
Spike Lou.
Real shit, like, you know, we did the tour. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever.
Damn. Oh, here. I'll scroll down. Hold on. I was trying to highlight, but.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
But we highlighting you this week.
But real shit, man. Shout out to my big brother.
Yeah, shout out to Spike Lou.
You know what I'm saying? Spike Lou, you know, like, boom, they had the competition. Now, the original competition, swear to God, was the week before.
Okay.
Okay. Boom. I'm in the Poconos with my wife, though, because it's our anniversary. Yeah. We out here doing our anniversary.
Congratulations. You out there being nasty in the champagne glass.
You out there in the Poconos. You already know what time I was
here. Congratulations, in the champagne glass out there. But go ahead, man.
Always good. But anniversaries.
But we out there, whatever. So, boom. The next week, boom. We back. Boom. They have a callback because the producers, you know what I'm saying, I think they had already picked Bree.
Okay.
If I'm not to be mistaken.
LOL Brielle, shout out to her.
Shout out to LOL.
You know what I'm saying? LOL Brielle, what up, my homie? But I think they had already picked her. But they was having like a callback of who they wanted to
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I go up there on the humble, you know what I'm saying? Not realizing that they was having a call back, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Shout out to Ulysse.
Shout out to Ulysse.
Because that was her room. She was running. Sure. She was doing the room at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there on Euclid. And boom. They did their thing. Ulysse give me 5 minutes while they judging the other comics or whatever.
Mm.
They ain't come to no decision. They like, they going to call niggas or whatever, whatever. Swear to God, man. They call like boom, like we know woo woo I be woo. Niggas want you on the show. Damn. Like what? It's going down, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Clear Rain Management, you know what I'm saying? Mentioned DeVita Hawkins, man, they doing great shit. But not real shit, cause they put the niggas on a platform.
Right. But 100%. Real shit. Yeah.
Nigga, we did the shit. At the LaSalle theaters, packed out and shit.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, wild in that bitch. But I'm like, damn. Like, my heart was like.
And you're dressed? Look at you.
Yeah, nice. Oh, nigga, I cleaned up.
But okay. So let me, before we get into anything else, like I said, I feel like I personally watched you grow comedically.
Appreciate that.
It was like, at what point did you convert from, like, all right, so correct me if I'm wrong.
His memory is fucking.
Well, I'm a student of the game.
He's good.
I'm a student of the game. Yeah. I watches everybody, and I can pretty much do everybody's material.
Everybody's.
That's what I do. But I've noticed that you went out there, and you sort of, like, shot it from the hip in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And now you like, mastered your material.
Right.
Like, at what point did you say, hey, I got some material that I need to master? Like, when did it all change? Like, when did you have your eureka moment? Like,
Shit. Listen, man. Listen. Real shit.
I think I witnessed your eureka moment. You talked to me about it, but go ahead. But go ahead. Say it.
I ain't trying to be like, you know, no shit like that. But real shit, like, all I knew was a hustle.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Like I said, I got paid my second show I ever did in my life.
Right.
So that told me.
How much time did you do at that show, by the way?
Like 10 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Dope.
Like 10 minutes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? In the middle, like, I ain't had no host. It wasn't no other comics.
No, you was
nothing.
Up there talking. That's what's up. No, that's good.
And it went crazy. And then people paid me $200. I'm like, damn, for 10 minutes?
That was more than I can. Congratulations, sir.
You sold like you said, $200?
Yeah, they gave me like $200 a show to their party, man.
That's like 5 twomps in 10 minutes. Go ahead.
That's 10 twomps. 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 twomps. Go ahead. Yeah.
Either way, that's dope.
I'm like, damn, man. I'm like, it's a real bag in this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, I was blessed. Shout out to, man, hold on, man, because I'm shouting out.
Shout out to anybody you want.
Shout out Janky Promoters, my girl Ashley, my girl Latrice, and Rita. Listen here. They had the platform, the Chicoya, the African bar. But a nigga went up there and actually gained fans, like from an open mic, bruh. Like it was going down every Tuesday.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's it. I always give it to them too, because without them and that platform at the Chicoya, nigga, I ain't know nobody. Nigga, I met everybody there. I met Rich. I met y'all.
You didn't meet me at Chicoya. No, no.
Where I meet you at?
First stage. Yeah, that was the first time.
Shout out to Roselle.
I met up with D-Hawk again.
Mm-hmm.
Marquand.
Shout out to Marquand. Kevin Ford.
Shout out to Kevin Ford. Precious.
Precious.
My homegirl, Ebony.
Ebony Timberlake.
Ebony Timberlake and
I holla.
I met Lamont.
Shout out to Derek Lamont.
Derek Lamont, you know.
Yeah, his wife.
His wife. Goddamn.
Shout out to them.
My ass.
Yeah, man.
Lisa. Yeah. My girl. Miss Petty.
Miss Petty.
I met everybody there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like Chevy, all of
Chevy,
them.
Chevy.
Big Chevy. Shout out to
Sean Showtime. Man. Shout out to Sean Showtime, man. You know what I'm saying? And like.
Dope scene.
Yeah, you met the heavy hitters.
Right.
To meet niggas that was like. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, the first nigga that I met, for real, and I'm pissed I mentioned him last, but, like, Sean Showtime, because I don't even think I met Rich.
Shout out to Sean Showtime, man.
Sean Showtime.
But Sean, man.
Go Rebels.
Like, came up there and hit a set, and I'm like, oh, this nigga the truth.
Okay.
Right, yeah, Sean.
Yeah, when you see
this nigga
people,
the truth.
Yeah.
Real shit, like, you know, this is before I met Joy Zaza's and all these guys. And Joy, shout out Joy.
Shout out to Joy Zaza.
I'm like, damn, this guy the truth. And he ripped it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck.
Right.
That's how I want him to laugh.
Right, right. Yeah.
Like, that's how I want him to laugh. Like, that nigga had me buckled over.
Right.
Like, I'm laughing. Like, this nigga is wild. And I'm like, damn, man. But I seen he was having that fun.
Yeah.
Then I seen people like Rich. You know what I'm saying? I had never seen D-Hawk do some shit until I seen him do some shit. And I
was like,
you only heard about it until you see it.
Yeah.
I'm like, this nigga real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Comfortable.
You know, couple of other people, like I said, Joey Zaza, see him do his thing, and that nigga came with it. And I'm like, damn, okay. You know what I'm saying? You know, and other people I mentioned, man, first time, man, I seen for real, Ulysse.
Shout out to Ulysse, man. She's a monster.
Right.
The first time I seen her, we went to Detroit.
Okay.
And Ulysse did her thing. I'm like, damn, okay, boom. Because she was always hosting.
Right.
That's the only time I really seen her. But then you mentioned my homegirl, Key Silly.
Oh, man. Shout out to Key Silly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a name.
Yeah. Like, don't worry.
Real shit, like.
Coming.
Cleveland Comedy on the rise, baby.
Coming.
Key, I ain't never seen somebody that can. And I'm talking about, she almost like a rapper.
No, real shit.
Like, she's an MC.
Yeah.
She controls the crowd, bro. Right. Like, she like an MC. Like, for real. Key. And I love Key. You know what I'm saying? Y'all come.
We talk. Hey, we bring her up all the time.
Yeah, she's coming.
I told y'all about October 22nd. You know what I'm saying? That's the day after Sweetie's Day. But listen here. November, I think it's 18th. Listen, y'all follow me, Gene Miller. Y'all find out the real date. But I think it's the 18th. But listen here. We having a motherfucking cousins comedy show. Nigga, we want you to show up with your cousins.
Oh, shit.
And then after that, we going to party, nigga. It's going to be a cousin's cabaret comedy show. I want the cousins there. I don't want that boy. I want the cousins there. You know how the cousins click, but that's how we want it. But listen, Key going to be there, and she going to headline that bitch.
Key's
real
up.
Shit. Real shit.
Yeah, please, you in for a treat.
Real shit.
Key came and rocked the house for me several times, man. Shout out to Key Silly.
Shout out to Key Silly. She's one of my faves.
No, man, real shit, man. Hey, can't say enough about my man Kevin Ford. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to Kevin Ford, man.
Marquand.
Shout out to Marquand.
Now, y'all talking about
Marquand Banks, y'all here? Yeah.
No, y'all talking about, listen, y'all talking about most improved.
I was going to say,
ever. Fuck that.
Nah, that.
Listen.
Hey.
I seen
Marquand rock the house.
Yeah, he did.
I seen Marquand. Listen, we went to Grafton prison.
Okay.
Yeah, wait a minute. Talk about that prison show.
Shout out to, you know, Grafton prison for having us. You know what I'm saying? We wanted to bring some enlightenment to, you know what I'm saying, the brothers on lock, you know what I'm saying? Been there, right. Nigga been there.
Right.
Yeah.
But man,
no, wait a minute.
I headlined that bitch. Listen to me.
That was dope. Nice. You, it was you.
Yeah.
Marquand. Sid Vicious.
Sid, shout out to Sid. What's my girl's name?
My girl, Big Niche.
Big Niche, shout out to Big Niche.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to Big Niche.
Big Stoney took us out there. Stoney, she took us out there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all following her at More Than the Felon. You know what I'm saying? She doing shit for the prisoners when they get out, man, getting them readjusting to society.
And she doing other shows, too.
Oh, yeah, she killing shit.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but tell her. Okay, so.
Yeah.
That experience in Grafton. Okay, so I need a walkthrough.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
hell
so
this is I need a walkthrough from the beginning to end.
Listen, let's go. Wow, right?
Right. Hold on.
No, I want to know what you thought. Like when somebody called you up, like,
"Gee, Stoney, you
she called you, said I'm doing a show at Grafton." Yeah. What was your first thought?
My first thought was, I got to be a part of it.
Okay,
I've been there.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
right off rep.
You know what I'm saying? When I was locked up, you know what I'm saying? Long time ago. We gonna get that out.
Grafton is a prison in Ohio, y'all.
Grafton is a prison in Ohio. But I was locked up, and you know, by the good grace of God, I ain't never been back, you know what I'm saying? 100%. But I was in Mansfield, you know what I'm saying? And prison is a humbling experience to you, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, nigga, you know what I'm saying, about whatever, but at the end of the day, it's like, damn, this cat got 25 years.
Right.
This cat got 30 years, you know what I'm saying?
He ain't never coming out.
He ain't never, right. Real shit.
So you voluntarily went back?
No. I never been back.
No, I'm just saying. But this time for the show, you voluntarily said,
I went back because, you know, at the end of the day, everybody needs to laugh.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Laughter is the best medicine in the world. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, not only that, you know what I'm saying?
Experience, man.
To be able to talk to a nigga and let him know, hey, look, man, I done slept in the same bunks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I done been through the same wars. I done fucked with the same COs, all that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, when you get the fuck out, nigga, you can do and be whatever you want to fucking be,
right,
bro.
Right.
Don't be scared, nigga. Go for it, nigga. Look at me, nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I've been outside, nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And. Right. I could have never imagined doing podcasts. Nigga, I ain't taking pictures.
Yeah.
The fuck, nigga, I was a gangster. Nigga, I ain't taking no fucking pictures. Get the fuck out of here.
Nigga,
you know what I'm saying? But
Mama Lulu's torn as these.
Yeah, and I tried to tell him. He was like,
No, real shit. Like, you never know your potential.
Right.
Right, for sure.
You never know what the fuck you can do until you do some shit and just be like, fuck it, okay, boom. I'm outside. You know? And I use that word, I sad, literally because, nigga, I'm a sad boy.
Outside.
But, you know, that show right there, and like I said, man, not to get away from it, nigga, Marquand, and I headlined the bitch.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That nigga Marquand told that bitch down, bro.
Shout out to Marquand.
I'm sure he did. You hear me? Shout out to Marquand.
Yeah.
That nigga told that bitch down. And we had a good time, but, you know, that's what I love about this shit. Like,
yes.
You know, this journey taking me on some shit that I never thought I'd be able to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, talking to people, connecting with people. You know what I'm saying? Man, the most humbling experience, I swear to God. Nigga, we ain't saved a lot. Me and my wife. It's three bitches and shit. I swear to God.
I heard this. Speak on it.
Yeah.
That was wrong. Three women. And they like kind of looking this shit, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know them bitches. What the fuck is this? So, boom, we get in the line. Boom, the girl pull up. She, excuse me. So my wife look, you know, cause they're all right. Beat this bitch up. Listen, and don't I don't voluntarily hit bitches, but let me tell you something. My wife ain't fighting nothing. If she get mad, I'm beating your ass. But anyway. So she like, no. Did you? I know you from somewhere. Like, what do you do comedy? And I'm like, yeah. And she like, oh, we was at such and such show, and that shit freaked me the fuck out. Wow. Bro, we in Save-A-Lot, bro.
Right.
We fucking Save-A-Lot. I was embarrassed being Save-A-Lot. Like, nigga, I should have
been in Hiding's.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Flowers and shit.
Celebrity at Save-A-Lot.
I'm like, damn.
Look at you.
I'm like,
I've been there plenty. Don't worry.
I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? And then, on like, that was the first time the
y'all, Save-A-Lot is a affordable grocery store in the Cleveland, Ohio area.
We comedians. We on a budget. You don't really know.
No, fuck
just
that shit.
Just because you see us, listen, don't mean shit.
Listen. I know all the food fucked up anyway. Whether you eat from Heinz, Myers, Save-A-Lot, Pick and Pay.
Walmart.
Big Bear, Walmart.
You said Pick and Pay.
Costco.
It don't matter.
Pick and Pay.
Fazio's.
Fazio's. Wherever you find Tops, wherever fuck you shop, listen.
100%.
Yeah, selling some bullshit. We know this. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I got 4 kids and we on a budget.
You're a celebrity. You're a celebrity.
But it fucked me up. It fucked me up. Like, I'm like, man, cause like, you know, my wife, she looking like, and I'm looking like, who the fuck is these bitches?
Right.
And they like, hey. Boom.
You take a picture?
You do comedy. And I'm like, no, hell no, I ain't take no picture. My wife would slap shot at me. I don't give a fuck to bitch no fans.
That sounds like
no,
she gonna have to adjust though. Bro.
No, the more
you excel in this, she gonna have to adjust.
No, man, when I start making millions of dollars doing this shit, then I can understand.
But right now,
you was on Kinsman, nigga.
You a celebrity, man.
You was not about to take no pictures with no bitches.
Hey, that sounds like, I got you.
Hey, no, real shit, but like,
crazy though, right?
It's wow.
How about this? He told me somebody seen me when I was out at fucking Penn Station.
You've been recognized, my
somebody's
brother.
Like, somebody seen you from the podcast. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. How come I didn't hear Midnight Podcast? That's how I was walking through the line.
But that shit real, because you never know who watching.
Never know. Like,
niggas be like, damn, man. But it's like, you gotta be outside, man. That's why, like, I still try to hit all the open mics.
Right.
I still try to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's good. I ain't been to the B-side. I've yet to be. B-Tuesdays are tough, though.
Yeah.
Shout out to AMRO.
Niggas got regular lives, man.
AMRO's, I like AMRO, and
I like to try
to support.
That's my nigga. I've been there.
So check out the B-side, people, if you ain't, you know, if you're looking for a spot on Tuesdays. AMRO's doing the damn thing on B-side on Tuesdays, so.
So, Gene, like, I had a eureka moment. It sounded like you had a eureka moment, like at the grocery store. It's like, all right, so you worked this part of the, you know, your life, and now, like, you're older now. Now you're an entertainer. You're in comedy.
Yeah, how old are you?
46.
You're 46. So
you're my age. Yeah, I'm 45.
Yeah, I'm 48, 45. Yeah. We all in the same realm. But so it's like, now it's different. But I was talking about your comedic thing, because I don't know if you remember, we had a conversation in Exotic Cuisine. Mm-hmm. And you was like, man, I get it now. You was like, man, I get it. I gotta do this. You basically, I don't remember your exact words, but you was like, man, it's all about PR. It's all about, like, getting out here, showing support. You was like, man, I get it now. It's like,
No, because at first, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't understand, you know, like, okay, you need to go out here and watch other people do comedy as well.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on the show. Yeah.
It's
you
me.
Know, you mm-hmm. know, but watch and support other motherfuckers that's
right.
yes. on the same level.
Yes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or a little bit better or whatever.
Right.
But go see them.
just
go
doing
support.
It.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Understand they showtime. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then I realized that it's a learning moment too. Mm-hmm. Because you learn like how niggas overcome shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, like you got a little heckler in the room.
Yeah.
Little loud ass table.
Right.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? You watch other niggas like how they shut that shit down.
Right.
Quick. Real quick.
And you like, ah. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Take a mental note.
You know, and that shit is important. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Then not only that, being the nigga I am, I like to see other niggas win. Like, I want to see you. I want to see you do what the fuck you doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, boom, nigga, you don't know who the fuck gonna make it.
Right.
Nigga, I want to be like, nigga, nigga, I was right there, nigga. Even if nigga don't remember, nigga, but I'm just like, nigga, I was right there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know, you had to tell your grandkids and shit, nigga, I'm the second nigga from right on the pitch.
Like, you see me, I'm right there.
Hey, I'm like, look, I had Gene Miller in my basement.
Like, yeah, right. Gene Miller was here. He was really here, look.
I'm the second nigga on the right.
So, like, give me your Mount Rushmore right quick of comedy.
Okay. Okay, wait a minute.
Top five. Yeah.
No,
hey, local and
it don't matter.
No.
Local
no.
or
no. Okay.
Well, no, it don't matter.
No.
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore. Real shit. Now, see, I gotta break this up though.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Do what you gotta do.
Cause you got the goats.
Mm. Who are your goats?
But you also have the new goats.
Speak on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
Like even when it come down to like NBA shit. Like I hate when a nigga
right.
compare
okay.
Jordan to LeBron. Nigga
right.
from two different eras. LeBron
eras.
Is of this era. Jordan was of the last era. Nigga, he was the GOAT of that era. Magic was the GOAT of his era. What's his name?
Wilt Chamberlain?
Bill Russell was going to his era.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. Because they never played against each other, fam.
Right, right.
You can't do that.
Right.
So, like, boom. When I take it back, I mean, you already know. Nigga, Red Fox.
Boom.
Boom.
Nigga, Richard Pryor.
Okay.
Boom. And Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
That's not even a discussion.
Well, those okay. are, yeah.
Those are the GOATs.
Yeah.
That's not even a discussion.
Yeah. Right.
Okay? Like, this is the dumbest question in comedy, but I get it. Okay.
Hey, you got to
now, so I'll give you my top five because I can't leave no niggas out.
There okay. you go.
All right.
Okay.
So, of course, Mike Epps.
Mike Epps.
Okay, Mike Epps.
Nigga, Dave Chappelle.
Man, shout out Dave Chappelle.
You understand what I'm saying? Cat Williams.
Shout out to Cat.
You understand what I'm saying? Corey Holcomb.
Man, Corey.
Corey Holcomb.
Level.
Okay, Corey.
Whole nother level on these niggas, man.
He still don't give a fuck.
No, that's why I love him.
Yeah.
You know, Corey Holcomb, that nigga, man. And real shit, you know what I'm saying? It's lightweighted toss up. But, nigga, real shit. Hey, oh, goddamn. Tommy Davidson, man.
Okay, Tommy Davidson.
Man.
Hey.
Go ahead. You got
speak
Tommy,
on Tommy
man.
Davidson. My
man, let me tell you something about Tommy Davidson.
Yeah.
Man. Okay, first of all, when that nigga did the Telemundo TV, that nigga killed him, bro.
In Living Color was one of my favorites.
No, oh, Living Color?
Yeah.
He say, bam! Man. You know what I'm saying? The Homeboy Shopping Network. But that nigga, man, fuck all the In Living Color
right,
shit.
Right,
and respect to Kenan.
No.
Because y'all niggas, bro. Y'all niggas, I wasn't saying it like fuck.
No, I got
color.
You. No, but before that, yeah.
I'm just talking about Tommy Davidson.
Yeah,
okay?
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Tommy Davidson's, man, I'm talking about his stand up fan.
One of my favorites before you even start. Every drop of rain keeps on falling.
Yeah.
Every time the birds sing, harmony.
No, real
that's
shit.
That's one of his stand-up specials,
listen,
man.
Listen, man, this nigga Tommy Davidson, man, is funny as fuck, man. Man, listen, man, ain't nobody ever listen.
Speak on me, right?
I'm talking about on some originality shit. When that nigga did the Telemundo TV, bro, And Scooby-Doo, listen, that shit was funny as fuck. You hear me?
Yeah. Tell me that is the truth. And he's very intelligent.
No, very intelligent, man. And you know, again, no disrespect to, you know, because I wasn't saying like Living Color was. Living Color was the shit.
Right.
No, it was just in.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
prior to just.
Like, Living Color was the best sketch comedy.
Oh, for sure.
Show. I mean, for real. Surpassing Saturday Night Live.
And 100%.
Yeah, they had some bad years, but that's some hard shit to do because Saturday Night Live was the shit, bro.
No, just Tommy you know Davidson what I'm saying? In general, he's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, but no. You know what I'm saying? That, Mad TV.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Them niggas were funny as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Miss Swan was crazy, but
how about I seen Tommy Davidson in the airport one time? I didn't go up to him. That, but I was.
I mean, you can't. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it was cool shit. I was afraid because you know he was just chilling by himself. No, I think he was by himself, and I was just what, like,
man? Like when I be seeing some niggas and shit, man. Like, I don't know, man. It's like.
It's from. I'm gonna tell you what it is.
My thing is like, I don't want to pull up on the
Cleveland people be too damn and cool to give some props.
No, it ain't that. No, if we make eye contact, I'm gonna definitely bop my head or whatever. What up to you? What I'm saying, we close to each other. Oh, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. But nigga, I'm not about to go out my way.
Right.
You know how some niggas that's jump some in front of shit. Niggas and shit. Yeah, like, hey, how you doing? Nigga, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Like
Cleveland.
No, I ain't saying like no Cleveland
that's
shit.
That's what it is.
No.
It's some Cleveland shit.
Man,
go
them
ahead.
Niggas be chilling, man. Nigga don't want no nigga jump bopping up in his face and shit.
And that's why a lot of the celebrities like to come to Cleveland because a lot of people be on that Cleveland shit. Nah, they be here all the time.
Look.
Chill. Right. Nigga, I met. Nigga, no, listen. Nigga. Oh, Lord, I can take you back to 97. Boy, the everybody call it free, nigga. 97 All-Star Game, nigga.
Okay.
Huh? Yep. Can't you see? I ain't even gonna sing the rest of the song. Y'all know the fucking group? Y'all know the fucking group. You gotta know what's going on, know what's going on. But anyway, Lil' Kim, all them that down there, and with the man at Random Mars, it went down. Listen, I wasn't fanning. I didn't mess the motherfuckers on the humble.
Right.
You dig where I'm coming from?
100%.
Cleveland. Like, that's Cleveland.
Nigga, I had George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, shout out, nigga.
Shout out to George
Clinton. True story, nigga, 108 for miles, nigga, when it was going down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know ain't nothing going over there now, so I can say this. But listen, 108th, Miss Dot, rest her soul. She had an after hour joint. Nigga, I had George Clinton in the after hour joint.
Get it.
Huh?
Get
17
it.
Years old.
Get it.
Huh? Huh?
Get it.
Huh? Get it. Oh, nigga, I've been outside.
Get it.
Get it.
So, okay. So,
that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so that's your Mount Rushmore, Tommy Davidson. We gonna you stop right there?
No, it's a lot of motherfuckers.
A couple more. A couple more.
Just Robin Harris, man.
Shout out to Robin Harris.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Definitely Bernie Mac. Oh, God.
Bernie Mac.
Lord. Oh, God, man.
Yeah.
Oh, God, man.
First of all, let me just say this about Bernie Mac.
I like
Bernie Mac was so much of a comedic genius. He incorporated his illness. He was dying in front of us.
Yeah.
And he incorporated that into his humor. Like that coughing he was doing, you can't fake that.
No, real shit, man.
He was really coughing. Like that you can't fake that. He was so much a comedic genius, he incorporated into his humor, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bernie Mac. Here go.
Shout out to Bernie Mac.
No, real shit, man. Bernie Mac.
Trouble. Trouble.
Bernie Mac is the GOAT.
I hate Whoopi Goldberg's lips.
Forrest Whitaker.
Neck. I hate my guns because they black.
They black.
Yeah, man.
That nigga was wild, man. I know you.
Oh,
wow. Then that's what they called it.
Yeah,
he's one of my favorites. Y'all.
Him downstairs,
right?
But that's real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, man. Like, that's what I'm worried about. Like, I'm in this competition. I just did at Sam Silks. Shout out to Sam Silks. You know what I'm saying?
Sam
but for J.R. Fogle, man, okay. You know what I'm saying? Y'all look him up, man, that's Jay, like J-A-Y-R Fogle. He got his own app. It's called the Local app. That's L-O-K-U-L, okay? And he's doing a competition, man, that cause he's launching a platform like kind of like a like any of your streaming apps, man. He gonna have movies, you know what I'm saying? Like a Tubi or some shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Or even better, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But, shout to him, shit.
But he had a competition between he had an Ohio, you know, so you know what I'm saying, shout out to Jay Wiley, LOL Brielle.
Yeah.
Damn, who else was the second? You said I am Chad, I think it is.
Chad,
man. You know, so that stiff competition I gotta go in just in Ohio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then he's going down to Atlanta.
Okay.
And
okay.
He just wrapped up the Chicago show. And, you know, once you make it there, like, I can't be bumped out because I came in first place.
Okay, get it.
Hey. But,
get it.
You can't be bumped out or whatever. I don't know how the rules go because you know how niggas going to change the rules every minute. But, anyway.
Just go do your thing.
That's
man.
The niggas that I'm like, damn. No disrespect to my homegirl Bree, you know what I'm saying, Chad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, Jay Wiley, man, because them niggas is
they
there.
They do their thing, man.
You know what I'm saying? They there, and any one of them niggas can kill me on any night. You know what I'm saying? I could be gone Cleveland. The first night, but what I'm saying, Cleveland, Columbus, you know. But listen, I'm like, if I can whoop these niggas. Chicago?
Oh.
I ain't worried about Atlanta too much. But Chicago?
Oh.
Chicago gonna be. That gonna be hard.
Yeah, they gonna.
Because I ain't seen not a nan, another.
Wait,
I ain't seen not on, a nan bro. Funny hold nigga on. Out of Chicago.
Hold on, like, hold on. When you talk about ATL, man, you got like. You got a lot of heat coming from Atlanta too.
Who?
Look, though.
Black Ryan.
Okay. The nigga that just did the comedy special, Country Wayne. You got a few.
Yeah.
You know, you got a few. You know what I'm saying? But who y'all think from Atlanta ain't from Atlanta. What I'm saying is, I'm talking about homebred.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not no nigga that moves somewhere.
I got you.
I'm talking about them Chicago niggas. Hey, listen to me. And they got some old school niggas that knock your socks off, nigga. I had the pleasure of opening up to him. Nigga, Kenny Howell.
Oh, Kenny Howell. Shout out to Kenny Howell.
Okay, I had the pleasure of opening up for him. Eric Schofield.
Eric Schofield.
You know what I'm saying? Tony Schofield.
Tony Schofield, okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Had the pleasure of opening up for him. That nigga doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? He on that new Netflix shit. With all the Queen's Men, some more.
Okay.
Yeah. I gotta go watch that too. It's on Netflix. Yeah,
it's on Netflix?
Yeah, they just came out with it.
Okay.
Nigga, I gotta watch all that shit.
Yeah.
Cause them niggas, man, like just to see, like, I used to love Def Comedy Jam, bro. Right.
Def Comedy Jam.
You remember that shit?
Comic View.
Oh, my God.
Comic View, all that shit, man. That
you
shit.
Couldn't wait for the next one to come out.
Oh, man. Man, you know what I'm saying? You know, and Martin Lawrence.
Shout out to Martin, man.
Goddamn.
Yeah, shout out to Martin Lawrence.
He skipped your list for some way, somehow.
Somehow.
Hey,
but
man.
Martin Lawrence, let me tell you something, man. Now, Martin funny on, let me tell you something. Mara had the funniest sitcom
period
ever right. to hit a period. Television station.
Period. When Martin came on, the streets was clear.
Right.
Martin had the nigga. Martin was funnier than I don't know, man.
For the time he was on.
Martin was funnier than Living Color. Almost.
Oh, no, dog.
I don't know.
I ain't going to say that, but what I witnessed was that's
13 comedians against
five. That's LeBron. That's Michael Jordan and LeBron. Michael Jordan and LeBron.
Yeah.
It's kind of apples and
oranges. Apples and oranges. I shouldn't have said that.
Sitcom. Living Color was a sketch comedy show.
You're right.
Yeah.
My fault. I apologize.
James just came out like, look, Martin was funnier than
Martin was the funniest.
He just did Kanye West, like, George Bush do not like white people. I mean black people.
No. Hey, y'all was cool. But Beyonce, no. No, listen.
This is the Kanye West right
here. No, swear to God. Look, and I ain't mean no disrespect. But listen. That Martin show? Street oh my shit. God. Man, listen, man. My favorite fucking show, bruh, is when they was on Chilligan's Island. and the way he was hitting the motherfucker, it wasn't even what he was saying, bruh. It was what
Martin
he was
could
doing.
Box though. He was a real boxer.
He don't look like
shit. It don't look like when he got knocked out by Tommy Hearns.
Would that be, no, Martin boxed for real. No, when he would do his moves. He was
no,
well trained.
But real shit like Martin to take a sitcom, man, and give you so many characters.
Right.
Nigga Jerome, Shanae, right. Nigga
Lil Russell, what's his name?
Roscoe. Dragonfly Jones.
Sidelands.
White boy, what was his name? White boy,
I forget his name. What, he his mom too?
No, the white boy, man.
Yeah, I know the white
this
boy.
This part is out of control.
But what, didn't Martin play his mom, his own mom?
Oh yeah, it's all mom.
Yeah,
you know, Otis, nigga.
Yeah,
Otis.
Yeah, that's
nigga Otis. Yeah, nigga, what you doing there, boy?
You ain't got no money, that boy.
You ain't got no money in that boy. But comic genius, man.
Yeah, like don't you know, good
nigga. And if y'all ever seen his first movie, Talking Dirty at the Dark, nigga, y'all know what time it is, nigga. That was the shit. You ever seen that?
Talking Dirty at the
Wasn't
Dark.
Wasn't that with Red Fox in them?
No, Talking Dirty at the Dark. There's Martin. Boom. He is like his life as an underground comedian, basically.
Mm. Okay. I don't think I've ever heard this one.
His wife, nigga, watch this movie, okay. Nigga, if y'all ain't never seen it.
Talking Dirty at the Dark.
Okay. The owner of the club, which is Pops, nigga.
Okay. John Witherspoon.
Okay. John Witherspoon.
Okay. Shout out to John. R.I.P. John.
Yeah, R.I.P.
His wife is Lou Nail, G.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But Martin fucking her. To get more time on the stage, nigga. Nigga, the whole nigga. Nigga, they got, what's my girl name? Melanie Camacho. She in it. The one nigga, y'all know him. Light skinned dude that be playing he played in what movie was
Ronaldo
that?
Ray?
He played in just to bring it forward. He played in Cube movie with Day Day when they was when Cube was the bounty hunter. All About the Benjamins.
Mm-hmm.
He played in that. The light skinned nigga. The nigga be like, oh yeah, baby, I'm talking to you. You know, I forget his name, man, but this nigga been in so many movies, man. Shout out to him, and then it just
shout out to white skin dude.
No, y'all know who I'm talking about. That nigga played in that nigga played in.
My memory is the worst.
Not Red Grant.
My nigga played in Deep Cover. My nigga played in.
Thank you.
He played in Deep Cover.
Deep Cover. Deep Cover.
The light skinned dude, man.
Is he a comic?
Yeah, comic, man. All right, why can't I remember my man's talking. Name?
Keep talking. I'll find it for you.
Oh.
Hold on. Deep Cover. That was with
L.L. Cool J.
No, the dude with the big eyes, though.
Lawrence Fishburne was in Deep Cover, nigga. Damn.
Love It. That was that Deep Cover? Love It.
No, remember my nigga. Remember L.L. All About the Benjamins. Remember my nigga that was up there? He was a nigga that got shot, had his arms all in his sling and shit.
He's Googling now. He's doing the damn thing. We ain't got a young Jamie in this bitch. We got Cordell that picks up his phone and Googles.
Damn, man, I can't forget it. But fuck that nigga, man. Let me get back to it.
Yeah, what else?
You find a nigga, but, man.
He'll figure it out.
No, real shit, like, you know, when you meet motherfuckers, like you see what, like, niggas like Eddie Murphy. Real shit.
Right.
Like, did. Like.
Yeah, he played a lot of different roles and
but,
shit.
But not only that, like, you think about Harlem Nights, man.
Oh, my gosh.
This nigga had Red Fox in that bitch.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga had Robin Harris.
Yeah.
All-Star cast.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shut my pinky toe.
Yeah, Della
Arsenio
Reese.
Arsenio Hall.
You know, Arsenio Hall. He, you know what I'm saying? He was putting on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about, man. That's what I, dude.
Then you think about life.
Right.
Yeah.
He
yeah,
wanted to grab the new niggas. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, life. I love that movie.
You understand?
Yeah.
Martin did the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Martin had a lot of motherfuckers on his show, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And gave him that platform. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about, man.
That's what it's about.
And that's what we doing, you know, with our comedy special.
Trying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, we had the opportunity to shoot our little special Woo After Woo, the Mommy Woo's Comedy Tour.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? But now that we got the plug,
right,
that's what we've been doing this show for every Sunday, you know, once a month on the Sunday, is to give
you know what, real quick,
other motherfuckers the platform.
100%.
Shout out to Michael Collier.
Yeah, let's talk about Gene Miller.
Episode 68, I'm on there, Michael Collier show.
So many
shit.
Cleveland Comics been on Michael Collier. Michael Collier is the GOAT because he is one of those street performers. He started off as a street performer. Like, all he had was himself and a loud speaker, or maybe sometimes not a mic, and he was rocking it.
Right.
That takes, you got to be an extra talented to do that.
You got to step out on the street corner?
Yeah, you got to
He was at Venice Beach.
You got to have guts, to just have the want.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Because I listened to Michael Collier's story, and he was on that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let me tell you something. By a crackhead.
Oh, damn.
Okay. You never know when a nigga about to discover his hidden talent.
Okay.
Hey, listen here. I chill these jokes, nigga. And he got money. But look at him now.
Oh, you look at him now.
Look at him now.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? You never know about a drug dealer, a motherfucking gangbanger.
Right.
But look at him now. Right here on the Midnight Pocket
Show. Look at his shirt.
Talking about
Dressing
shit.
Well.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
So never judge his book by his cover, America. Because you never know what a motherfucker can do. And I hope that whoever watching this shit.
Right.
Really understand, like, man, look at man Justin. See, man. Podcast, nigga. Right. They out here rocking. Right. Got t-shirts. Look at that.
Right.
Look at that.
That's a great
looking
shirt.
Look at that.
But listen. Look at the t-shirt. Hey, and they out here rocking. You hear me? So don't you stop. Whatever the fuck you want to do, do it.
Do it.
Because the other week they said that it was aliens in the atmosphere.
Oh, we got
I don't know if niggas caught that.
Boy.
But I caught it. So I decided to say, fuck it. Because we don't know what's going to happen next.
You don't know.
They had the alien the alien episodes. Then they had the fucking, they were talking about the coronavirus 2 years, 3 years ago.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No.
Thanks for tuning in, Gene.
No, I swear to God. I passed this all this shit. I don't know what the fuck next. I watched The Walking Dead.
Oh, you already know what's next. An alien invasion's next.
I don't know if it's the zombies or the alien invasion. They ain't decided which one they want to do yet.
All these
but what I'm saying is, listen, Gene is outside for all of it.
Okay?
So, do what the fuck you want to do.
100%.
You understand where I'm coming from? You never know, man. Like, I respect this shit. Like, I wouldn't even show up to this shit. But, like, it's like, boom, my nigga's doing a podcast.
You already know.
Sure.
You understand where I'm coming from? They broadcasting to the world. Y'all respect this. Y'all tune in every week. You know what I'm saying? You never know.
Yeah.
You never know, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's, listen,
I got one.
Because I don't know how long this shit is. But
oh, we just rolling, though.
We're rocking.
What I'm saying is, like, every journey, like, I just changed careers.
Right.
I ain't talking about jobs, nigga. Careers, nope. Nigga. This was a hard decision for me.
Right.
Okay. But my whole way of life is, nigga, okay, boom, you about to do, oh, nigga, well, oh.
Right.
Fuck it. Right. Where we going with this? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you should live life, nigga. Oh. Where we going with this?
Right.
Feels weird.
Am I sad? Because you never know your blessings.
Right. Don't.
Like, people always say that. And, you know, I know I'm a Christian. I'm a Muslim. I'm a Baptist. I'm a la-la. Nigga, if you really believe in God, then you understand that, boom, he putting it down for you, left and right.
Right.
You got to know when he put it down.
Right. Mm,
that's a hard decision.
No, serious, real shit. Like, you got to know when he putting it down. Like, because you had these thoughts.
Right. Well,
okay. I see where you're going with it.
I ain't talking about.
I see where you're going with it.
I ain't about to get into that. But what I'm talking about is.
No,
I'm like,
I see where you're at.
Boom. Everybody got thoughts.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, 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 right.
If you act on, like, boom, okay, boom, mm-hmm. ooh, it's going down.
Yep.
Then it's going down.
Right. Right.
Real shit.
Right.
If you hesitate, like my daddy always used to say to me, hesitation and procrastination leads to devastation.
Get
it. I swear to God, he was rhyming this shit. But hesitation and procrastination leads to devastation. Once you had a thought, go.
Go.
Like, my daddy a lot of things, but the nigga gave a nigga game.
Word.
You understand where I'm coming from?
Yes, sir.
And
shout
the older
Gene.
Yeah, oh yeah. Shout out to Gene Miller Jr. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the third.
Okay.
And my son the fourth. And my granddaddy the senior.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The soccer, we got to keep it going.
Because
the nigga's all cold.
Right, right.
What I'm saying is.
Gene ain't like him, though.
No, I'm just like my daddy.
No, I'm talking about the little one.
Oh, no, the little one.
Gene ain't like that.
No, the little one, listen. No, he got some characteristics.
He ain't going to have the heart.
He in a new world.
Yeah, exactly. Gene's adapted to the new way.
Like, no, Michael LeBron.
My son in a
Michael
new world.
LeBron.
Like,
Michael LeBron.
Like,
Michael
okay,
LeBron.
Boom. And I respect my daddy. Don't take this wrong when I say this.
Never. Lineage.
My daddy and them taught me how to survive.
Right.
Because that's what time it was.
Yep.
In my era when I was growing up. It was fucked up.
Yep.
And boom, this is survival, okay? Somehow I was able to come out of there unscathed, and I survived.
Right.
So when I was blessed to have a child, I said, man, I don't give a fuck what I got to do. My little dude ain't about to never see none of that.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? You, I don't give a fuck about some niggas be like, oh, nigga, I ain't teach my son none of that shit.
Right.
Because I seen the other side.
Right.
That's the side I want you on. Yeah. I don't give a fuck if you know what I'm saying, you go around the rest of your cousins, you talk proper as fuck. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Right, right.
When you gonna succeed.
Yeah.
Right.
You not gonna, nigga, I sit in the prison cell. I be goddamn if my motherfucking kid about to sit in one.
Right, right.
Right.
You got me fucked all the way up. Cause I don't even wanna put myself in that predicament because, and I probably shouldn't say this, but fuck that.
Hey.
Nigga, them my babies, nigga.
Right.
Nigga, you think I'm about to let nigga lock you? Nigga, you wild?
Right.
That's why I don't commit crimes no more, because I don't even want the problems. I've been to the penitentiary one time. I've been to the penitentiary one time, and you bitches tricked me. You understand where I come from? Nigga, I ain't no sucker. What I'm saying is,
right.
I'm grown now.
100%.
And that's like I said, I always respect my daddy. My daddy say, nigga, if you nigga, when I got out of prison, my daddy say, nigga, you about to fuck with that shit again? I say, man, you know what I'm saying? Because that's, you know, nigga, you know how niggas get out. Thinking like, nigga, I'm
about to adjust.
Ooh.
I'm about to be,
you gotta adjust.
I'm about to do it.
Ooh,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, bam, that nigga hit me with, niggas, you then kill or be killed. that never crossed my mind. Nigga, I'm hustling.
Right.
Nigga, I ain't trying to kill no motherfucking body.
Yeah, but you don't think about somebody trying to rob you or some right. shit like that.
But the nigga say, this is my daddy tell me. My nigga say, he say, you let the police rob you and give you some time. Because them bitches kicked in my door and took all I had.
Right.
All of it.
Yeah.
You dig where I come from?
Right.
And they kidnapped me.
Right.
And put me in the jail. And I let a motherfucker that, for real, that I slapped shit out of. I ain't going to say the judge's name, but I slapped shit out. You know what I'm saying?
He deserved it.
I let this nigga tell me to go stand in the closet for fucking 3.5 years.
Right.
Really, it was 5, but I had a judicial.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They got me out on the judicial, so I only did 3.5. What I'm saying is, I got in that motherfucker and I said, God damn. I said, man, these niggas following the road. First of all, nigga, we in jail, nigga. I'm thinking, but I'm seeing that this nigga walking around like this, this nigga telling the police. First of all, we outnumber the police 10-1 in jail.
Right.
All of them. Why the fuck we ain't walked out the door yet? These niggas can't beat us up. But,
he's about to have a revolt in that bitch, y'all. Yeah.
No, real shit.
About to plan that shit.
Real shit, like, nigga, we can go. We can leave.
Hey, I'll probably follow you. Know what I'm saying? If we was there, I'd be like, let's get it, Gene.
Hey, I ain't understand the bullshit. Like, nigga, you about to kill this nigga over a soup, and this whole ass nigga standing at the door.
Right.
If you want to hit him. And I ain't.
Why kill a dude over the suit?
I'm not never saying anybody's a police officer, none of that shit.
We don't.
But what I'm saying is, in that particular situation, why are you trying to harm him, sir? This nigga's in here with us. Get him!
Right.
So we can go the fuck home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
If you're going to do any energy.
That's why I ain't never been back, because I'm like, oh no, this ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I never seen, like, how low a man can go in this real shit. Like, like real shit. Like, I seen another man pimping other men.
Oh, my God.
And I'm talking about pimping.
Jesus Christ. I've heard stories.
No,
you've seen
real
it.
Shit. That's no, I've seen it. That's real shit. Worst. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? And not to disrespect nobody and no shit like that, but you don't know how far a nigga will go.
Right.
When
right,
he ain't right. got nobody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I got you.
Hey, man, cause some of them niggas, man, ain't no suckers. But they didn't win because, guess what? If this nigga pimping me, I'm about to at least eat good.
Right.
You hear me?
Because,
nigga, okay, you in that bitch being your first 6 months, a year, your family gonna be rocking with you and shit.
Right.
But after that, right. nigga, it's over. Right. Ain't nobody rocking with you.
They forget.
Ain't nobody rocking with
no
you.
No letters coming.
You know what I'm saying?
They forget.
You might get a letter, or you know what I'm saying, little. I was fortunate enough to have a woman out there that fuck with a nigga and my family fuck with a nigga. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I was a fortunate, but I seen other peoples that
didn't
have that support.
Right.
You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
And shit get real.
Yeah. Right.
You understand where I'm coming from? Shit get real in that bitch. And you know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm thinking to myself, like, this nigga, man, look, first of all.
Why?
Real shit. I seen a grown nigga get put on punishment. Nigga, we used to play cards with, swear to God.
I'm punished.
We go up to the nigga saying we about to play cards. Boom. It's at the tower. We about to kick it. We go up to the nigga cell. Hey, and Sally say, this nigga on punishment. I say, he on punishment. Nigga say, yeah. Hey, he gonna lift up the cover. This nigga laying on the bed. I said, man, what the fuck? Y'all, no. I can't take it. These are the things that made me never go back to jail.
Gene could have told us on stage, but he telling us on the Midnight Paco show.
This is exclusive.
And I hope it become material in the future, man. That shit is hilarious.
Can I tell you, it has been an honor to meet the real life Whoop That Trick from
That nigga met me on the 116th.
From the movie with the Hustle and Flow.
Hey, you know, not to switch up the subject or anything, but we gotta, you know, like, I just want to ask you this, like, are you okay? I know you love doing comedy. Do you see yourself in movies? Do you see yourself doing skits?
He's done a movie, Hustle and Flow.
No, but I'm just saying, like, do you
like if a nigga want me to play a role, you, like I said, you can catch me at Gene Miller Comedy. No, but
let's put it out there. Are you interested in doing like acting roles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said,
I worked with you in skits before, so I already know you understand the assignment with skits.
No, what I'm saying is, nigga, I'm hustling. Like, if a nigga deemed that, hey, Gene, you'd be perfect for this role. Nigga, I'm available. Let's talk.
Okay. Yeah, this is what I know. I've been in like a couple of skits with Gene.
Right.
I worked with him. I know he understands the assignment. He could click into a character just like that. I've seen that.
Dope.
I worked with him before.
Oh yeah, I can see it already.
So you not opposed to any movies? Any?
Hell no.
Okay,
that's what I'm talking about.
All right,
as long as the bitch showing some titties and no.
Cassie Couch.
So do you have anything else coming up that you want to make sure the world know? Because this will be airing Tuesday.
Tuesday is when it pops out.
So anything that you want to know.
Okay, so listen. I want y'all definitely come to the B-side on Coventry.
Check out the B-side.
Fuck with me and Spike Lou, man. Go on Tubi.
Definitely. You see him right
here. Lou's Comedy Tour. If you don't want to type all of that, you can type in Spike Lou. You can type in LL Brielle. You can type in Gene Miller. You can type in Kevin Ford. It doesn't make a difference. We're going to pop up. You see the picture.
There it is.
Click on that. Like I said, I'm in another movie on Tubi called The Cap.
The Cap. I'll have all the links in the description.
The, T-H-E, not the, like you niggas spell, but T-H-E-C-A-P-P, two P's at the end, two the cap, P-C-A-P-P. Like a nigga capping. Y'all go check that out, you know what I'm saying? Okay. I got some more shit cooking.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? I'm probably about to start another monthly comedy show at Ken Ferguson.
Okay.
Leroy.
Just to give other, you know, comics opportunities, like other comics. But it would be a monthly thing.
Okay. It's in the works.
Okay. I haven't picked a day out, but I don't know how exactly I want to start it because, I said, I'm involved with Spike.
Okay. And,
you know, the B-side extended this.
Right.
They, you know, we only were supposed to have three shows there for the comedy series, but the summer comedy series.
Yeah.
But they ended up extended this, so we got like three more dates.
Okay.
That runs all the way to December. So I don't want to overwhelm myself, but I do want to mention we don't know exactly what we having in that yet.
Right.
Okay, we's gonna either be at the B side or Ken Ferguson, but we gonna have the cousins. I want y'all to bring all y'all cousins.
The cousins.
Bring all the cousins.
All the cousins.
You got a flyer?
No, not yet. We inventing that right now.
But we
got the cousins. Okay. Comedy show and cabaret. We gonna party after the show. Like it ain't boom. We ain't even gonna do that much comedy because we out there to kick it. But for real, we gonna party. And I'm talking about bring all your cousins out. All of them. The niggas you sleep on the floor with, I want them out there with y'all. I want y'all shirts on. We gonna judge the best cousins, man. Whoever the loudest cousins in the audience, man, we got something for you. Swear to God. Listen, we want the cousins in the building. And listen, now if you want to click on something, it's the Sweetie's Day Side Piece Show. Okay.
Sweetie's Day Side Piece Show. I'll put the link in the description.
Sweetie's Day Side Piece Show.
That's the day after Sweetie's Day.
I'll find some that Gene posted and I'll put the link.
And boom. Where can they find you, man?
Oh, on like I said, Gene Miller Comedy. On that's on Instagram. You can go at Gene Miller, GeneMiller on Facebook. Same spelling on Instagram. Same spelling on Twitter. Gene Miller Comedy. Y'all fuck with a nigga. Listen, but what I was saying is this too. Now the Swedish Day Show is already posted.
Okay.
So y'all can go on Eventbrite or y'all can hit a nigga up directly. I prefer you to hit me up directly so I can deliver. I need the money.
I'll put the link. You got it on Facebook?
Yeah. I'll go on Spike Lou page. He got the link posted. I'll put the link in the description. This is money. And then the day before that, we with the Janky Promoters.
Okay.
So we doing the Sweeties Day. That's for you to bring out your actual girlfriend or boyfriend. The person you fuck with. You know what I'm saying? At least four or five days out the week. Okay. Now, the Sad Piece is on Sunday.
Is that okay? Other bitch?
After you spend Sweeties Day with the one that you really like and gave her all the flowers and shit, okay? On Sunday, you can bring her to the B-side. Now, nigga, listen.
The extra change.
The drinks is cheap, and we going to have some vendors in the back. You can get us walking tacos.
Or bring your woman. You ain't got to bring your side piece.
Bring your side piece for walking tacos. I'll come for the walking tacos.
I don't know. What do you buy side bitches? Because I ain't got one. Look, what I'm saying is, y'all buy side
you
bitches.
You get them the rose bears from the gas station.
What I'm saying
that's a good. I'm going to have the rose bears with the little one rose in there and say, baby, I love you. Because you know you want to watch a real bitch, a Coach Prag.
Yeah.
But this bitch, she getting the bear with the rose in it.
The rose.
And she got walking taco.
And the light up roses with one double A battery.
If you ain't got a side piece, just cosplay your woman as your side piece and take her.
You get them a light up rose and a Snickers.
No, what we not going to do, because I'm tired of niggas dressing up, because I found out there's a new species of people out here. They call furries. Y'all heard about them?
The furries, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, fuck.
Weird as shit. Hey, it's weird.
I went to my
grown You went people. To a furry party?
No.
I was about to say.
My daughter.
Because if you saw the wolf, that was Justin.
No, listen. My daughter goes to an advanced school for gifted children. Right behind her is a school of the arts. Kids that's in the arts and shit. So I went to go pick her up. And I seen some niggas with some shit. Like they had earmuffs. I don't know if there was like their ears and tails and shit and all of this. Okay. So I ain't connected dots right then, Justin. I ain't connected dots. I heard on the news that the school was actually debating if they should put a litter box inside of a bathroom.
Oh, my Lord.
No, I swear to God, this really happened.
I know.
And they was debating, because the little girl thinks she's a cat.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I let a lot of shit go, okay, because a lot of shit ain't my business, and what you do in the bedroom definitely ain't my business. But what we not about to do is pretend that a motherfucker's an animal. Now, I'm not doing that, because if you shit on the lawn in front of me, I'm going to kick you. What the fuck is you doing?
That's where you draw the line at, Gene?
I draw the line at, fuck that. Unless y'all going to let me identify as a middle-aged white man with an 850 credit score, then we even.
Shit, can I identify as that? Because I ain't got a credit score.
You're goddamn right.
Hey, you know what?
I need an 850. I need the fucking Merrill Lynch.
I need one of those, too.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Jay, where can we find you at, baby?
Hey, you can find me.
Jay Miller Comedy, man. Y'all fuck with me, man. And shout out to my guys, man. Justin and Cool C, man. Woo. Man, the Midnight Paco, man. It's all of that, man. We outside.
Outside.
Where can they find you at, Justin?
Justin Miller Comedy on Instagram, people.
I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. Right. I would like to thank Gene Miller for coming
Gene
in.
Miller in the house.
Shout out to Gene Miller. Hey, thank you for tuning in. Shout out to Old Cripple Bastard, man.
Oh my God. Yeah, we're gonna get him on the next episode. Cause we're gonna get you. We had a guest, so we couldn't really shout him out. But shout him out again at the end of
shout
the episode.
Shout out Old Cripple Bastard.
For sure. Peace out.
Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.